Todd, how are you, buddy? Helping. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Say hi to Boom, would you?
Hey, Boom, how are you doing, bud?
Hello, Todd. How are we making out?
We're doing great. Flames are out, so golf is back being full blast in this province, man. It's a good time to be in the industry.
I guess
Isn't that crazy? Is that not crazy that all it took was a pandemic to get golf back on center stage? How busy has it been? Like, for you personally, can you, like, I've been out golfing a bunch, and most places are saying we're setting records for number of rounds in a day, in a week, in a month, for a season. It really has taken a lot of places off life support.
Yeah, definitely. On the revenue side, it's been a bit challenging, with the quite a bit of a delay in the start of the year and, you know, all the things that a golf course has to do, just like any other business, to prepare for, you know, the pandemic. But the round volume is up every single golf course, probably by close to 25-30%. You're going to have a hard time finding a tee time. So,
no, that's a good point, because I think people are playing a ton, but you're right. They're not spending on the 19th hole what they would with COVID stuff. They're not in the pro shop as long as they'd normally be. So I hadn't thought about it from that perspective. But, yeah. So, and you personally, I mean, I know your role has sort of evolved over the years as, you know, the Golf Canada Centre has changed and exciting things ahead. I mean, are you just wall-to-wall busier than you've ever been, or are you starting to delegate some more stuff here?
Yeah, it's a little of both. There is definitely some expansion here. I'm actually right now walking on our putting green, the 30,000 square foot putting green. We didn't think it was going to be opening this year, but
30,000.
Yeah, it's massive. I'm standing on one end right now, and I couldn't throw a football over it. No question, not a chance.
So, like, give me a comparison.
85 yards.
Yeah, 85 yards.
Yeah,
holy.
Something like that. Yeah, I haven't actually been out here walking on it, but it's a little slow, probably rolling a six right now, but it looks perfect. We will open it this year at some point. So just kind of day by day. I mean, we're cutting it every day. But, yeah, things at the facility with the new ownership, Golf Future, it's been fantastic. We've been the busiest we've ever been. And it's, you know, there's so many people getting into golf. It's one of the few activities that, you know, just keeps you outside with the weather being this great. We've basically had an unprecedented amount of new golfers come to our facility and take advantage of what we can do here.
Well, and I think what's neat is that golf really got hammered pretty hard with people having to be, like, wired into work, like emails, phones on courses were not accepted readily. It was sort of the faux pas thing. Oh, you can't do that. You know, what are you doing? Golf wasn't really open to that change. And interestingly, with everyone now working remotely from home, businesses just want you to get your work done. They don't really care where you are. And now that golf courses have turned the corner on and loosened up on some of those, you know, making phone calls, checking your emails, maybe having a speaker out there if it's more fun, less work. Golf has been the recreation that's probably benefited most from people being able to work remotely.
Yeah, without a doubt it has. And, you know, obviously the weather helps. We've had an unreal year for that too. But, yeah, I mean, the 9-to-5 day is kind of gone. So, you know, those folks fighting for that, you know, 4 to 5 o'clock tee time right after work, you know, that demand is just spread out throughout the day. So, I mean, I know a ton of people that have just talked to their work and say, hey, I'm going to play the Tuesday morning circuit with my buddies and I'll start work Tuesdays at 11. And okay, yeah. No problem.
Sweet.
Yeah, so it's, pretty great for our industry for sure.
Rich's tournament in golf gets underway today. Tour Championship, top 30 players, first place $15 million deferred FedEx money, and last place $500,000 American. Thanks for showing up. Rough 4 days, but we're still taking care of you.
Yeah, pretty nice way for them to distribute some cash to the stars of the game that, you know, really make all the sponsored bank accounts happy. So, you know, they've always tried to make this something of a major, tried to make it mean a lot. But I think I heard the other day that they've changed the format 8 times in 11 years, something like that. So still working on it. It is pretty exciting. But, I mean, it just doesn't compare to, like, you know, the Open Championship or even the U.S. Open at Winged Foot. So, you know, kind of going ahead to our conversation, that's going to be in 2 weeks. But, you know, that's where a lot of the golf fans are just kind of waiting for. They're just waiting for, you know, watch these guys cash some checks this week, no cut, 30 guys, East Lake, where it is every single year. So kind of going through the motions a little bit. But at the same time, when you see guys like DJ and John Rahm, number 1 and 2 in FedEx Cup, number 1 and 2 in the world ranking. You know, they're looking to make a statement this week just as much as any other week. So You know, with that modified scoring format, the 10 under par starting, it's different, right? I still haven't wrapped my head around it, whether I like it or not. I think I was skeptical last year and then ended up liking it a lot, but
yeah,
it just kind of depends how it all, you know, how the chips fall, whether it's,
well, we saw the 1 year,
yeah,
like to win that tournament, not win the overall FedEx thing is so clunky. Like, I think Tiger won it 1 year, but Justin Rose got the big check. Like, it's just like, what? You needed to have some sort of way to have one winner for the Tour Championship, not like this. Well, here's the overall guy, but then this is the tournament. Like, it was just so clunky. So while I think people immediately balked at, oh my gosh, like, turn your nose up at this, you know, staggered head start for guys, they had to do something to get rid of the two winner thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. Then they are getting somewhere with that, although it doesn't make sense to me how you can have a point system all year and then before the last tournament it goes into actual strokes in the tournament. I just like what if one of the guys was leading in the FedEx Cup points by a significant amount, you know, 480 points ahead of fourth place, and he only gets a one shot advantage, and then Buddy, who's in fifth over sixth, gets like, he's up by 10 points and gets the same one stroke advantage. So I do think there's some difficulties there, but I don't know. It's been a weird year, so I think we're all happy to just see the best in the world there. Kind of too bad Tiger isn't there.
Yeah.
You know, it was pretty wild to see him win a couple of years ago there. Just to,
that gallery walking, you know, up here, too.
Yeah, that gallery, exactly. Oof. Right. So it is kind of, it's going to be almost impossible to top that. But, yeah, the golf's going to be incredible. I'll be watching.
And if you're going to sub out a Tiger, add a Canadian, that's good. Mac Hughes is in there. Who's been the best Canadian golf story this year? Because I think it would be easy to say Mac Hughes. Brooke Henderson, they haven't played a ton, but she's always in the conversation. And I kind of think a sneaky storyline might be a guy that just got his tour card officially after an amazing year on Korn Ferry.
Yeah, I would definitely go with Mac Hughes. I mean, top 30 to get into the Tour Championship is, you know, maybe it's not one of those goals like winning a major, winning a PGA Tour event, but it's much more that long-term goal. Like, if you can get to that Tour Championship, you are elite. You are in the other realm of guys who are just, not just world-class 1 week, like a Jim Herman or somebody like that. Michael, what's his name? He won a couple weeks ago. Anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you've made your point.
Right? I made my point. That's right. So if you're there, you're elite. You're one of the guys that's going to be able to start really negotiating for those off-course deals. I believe, I don't have it on hand, but I believe if you're in the Tour Championship, you get a ton more on that exemption list.
You do.
For years to come. Yeah.
WGC, so, all the majors.
WGC majors. You got it, right? So Mac Hughes is looking, you know, he's pretty stoked about that, right? He's got two young kids, and now he's just set, right? He can pick his schedule. He can get on those planes with the big boys. So he's sitting pretty. Last place, 390K. Pretty nice.
495. Watch your mouth.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
oh,
unreal.
Gosh.
American. I did an event online with ATB Financial earlier this week. They had Graham Dillette on chatting with a bunch of their clients. ATB has been the longtime sponsor of the Mackenzie PGA Tour stop in Calgary. That didn't go this year because of COVID, but they still had a golf day and wanted to celebrate some of the great highlights of the history of the tournament. Dillette won it in 09. He's coming back Monday off to Napa. So he's going to play the wraparound portion of the schedule. He's got 1 year left on that medical exemption and is going to be able to play, I think, 24 to 26 events. Wouldn't that be a nice add to an already like bumper crop of Canadians? Like we're in the golden era of golf. You've got Hughes, Connor, Hadwin, Taylor. You've got other guys on the cusp like Gligich, Hearn, Pendrith. If Dillette could come back and show some of the form that he had, where he was, you know, really consistently getting top 20s and top fives, that would be such a cool thing for Canadian golf. Remember, he had that huge group of Saskers go down to the Masters the 1 year he was there. I mean, that would be a nice little storyline to add on in what's already been maybe the best year ever for Canadian golf.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't on my radar, but hearing you talk about that just gets me excited, man. Graham Dillette is the best ball striker in the world, and his back has failed him, and he's gone through so much, you know, stress and trouble trying to get that fixed through surgery and rehab and taking time off and rest, and he just hasn't really got over the hump. So, my gosh, to hear that he's coming back for this wraparound event, like, it's the first time I hear about it right now. yeah, he could easily just jump back on tour and lap these guys. He's that kind of player that could just, you know, 12 tournaments in, he's made 10 cuts and 4 top 10s. See you later. Like, he's that good. He's world-class ball striking. He was number one, I thought, for a couple of years in strokes gained ball strike or something like that. He's absurd. So, yeah,
he came back,
out there.
Came back last fall and played, I want to say, 4 or 5 events, and then hurt himself again at the Sony, which is kind of when the big boys show up again in Hawaii in January. And so he's been on the shelf since then. But chatting with him on Tuesday... Yeah. He said he feels better heading into Napa this week than he did when he started up a year ago. So better starting point health-wise. That's a good sign.
Yeah, that's great. He's definitely going to motivate our guys. He's kind of the leader in that group, even though he hasn't been around for a little bit. But, that'd be amazing to see him back next year.
Anything else? Final one for you. Any other notes on the golf universe before we wish you a good long weekend?
Not a ton. I guess golf is just still going full blast. Kids are back in school, but maybe that opens up a few extra tee times, a few extra days for the parents and whatnot to sneak away for a round. Golf courses are in better shape than I've ever seen them in the city. Your local golf pro is exhausted, so tip them well.
Yeah, buy that guy a pint when he gets off his shift. They've been working real hard, no question about it. I'm playing Grey Wolf on Monday morning. Be jealous, okay?
Yeah, that's awesome. Have a good time out there. Say hi to Dane.
Yeah, will do. See you, man.